Te Whatuora, Health New Zealand is going to court this morning over an anti-vax couple who don't want their sick baby to have surgery unless doctors use blood from unvaccinated donors. In an interview with the anti-vax campaigner Liz Gunn, the couple say the baby urgently needs open-heart surgery and they want the blood to come from people who have not had the COVID-19 vaccine. But the way donated blood is processed in New Zealand, it's not possible to know whether it comes from a vaxxed or non-vaxxed person. The health authority has told RNZ that the decision to make a court application is always made with the best interests of the child in mind, and it won't comment further as the matter is now before the court. The case is being brought under the Care of Children Act and is being heard in the Auckland High Court at 10 this morning. Let's talk now to Josephine Johnston, who's a University of Otago bioethics lecturer and research scholar. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morena, Gaion.
What factors do you see at play in this case?
Well, it's definitely one of those really distressing cases for everyone involved, because both the healthcare team and the parents are trying to act in the best interest of the child, but they just have this really significant disagreement about what that looks like in this case. And it's always very, very upsetting for everyone as a sort of last resort to have it end up in the courts. So that's sort of the main thing that I'm sure is on everyone's minds.
I mean, for many years, there have been people who, on, say, religious grounds, have objected to things like blood transfusions, etc. Do you see this case as being different from those?
I think it's in many ways similar, and it's also similar to other cases that we see around the world, actually. Not a lot, very rare cases, but where people are choosing to go against a medical advice for their child on the basis of alternative beliefs about medicine and about biology or science, so not just religious beliefs. So people, many listeners will remember Liam Holloway, who was a young boy in Dunedin who had cancer, and in 1999 there was a case here in the courts about whether his parents could take him out of the country actually for alternative medicine, and he ended up dying in a Tijuana, Mexico clinic where he was receiving very alternative care. So they're not just cases based on religious beliefs, that can also be based on this kind of thing as well.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because there's alternative and then there's just wrong and just misinformation. I mean, these people have been, and I'm not talking about the parents here because I don't know them, but I have seen what Liz Gunn and others have done, and many of their claims are just utterly wrong.
Well, that's how they seem to us, of course, or people, you and perhaps I would put myself in that category, who don't believe that this particular concern about blood of people who've had vaccinations being somehow tainted or problematic. Some people do distinguish between beliefs that are based on false information and beliefs that are just based on different views, but I do think that breaks down at some point, and so it's very hard ultimately to distinguish or to say, well, your belief is based on false facts, but my belief is based on a difference of values.
Here's a tough question for you, but you would spend a lot of time on this. Do you think that these parents have the right to refuse treatment for a four-month-old, I think it is, someone who just is no position, obviously, to make a decision for themselves, to deny that health care to their child? Do you believe they have that right?
I don't think any parent has the right to deny life-saving care for their infant. We don't live in that kind of culture. We don't do that. So we're allowed to deny ourselves that kind of care. Competent adults in New Zealand and around the world can refuse life-saving care for themselves, but not for their children.
Well, that's the point, isn't it, really? Freedom of belief for your own course in life, but it's kind of different when you're dealing with a child.
Well, parents have a lot of decision-making authority over their child's lives. There's a huge zone of discretion for parents to make decisions, including about medical issues, but there are limits to that, and this is one of those really tragic cases where the limit has life and death consequences. So that's exactly the spot that we're at. It's a very rare case that gets this far, but listeners will know that They've had disagreements probably with their own doctors about their children's care, whether that's around whether their child should have antibiotics or what to do, with other kinds of more minor moments. And parents get a lot of authority, but you can't demand certain kinds of medical care for your child if it's not medically indicated. And there are these rare cases where the courts will be asked to step in if life-saving treatment is being refused by the parent. So it's just one of the few times when parents don't get to decide.
What sort of precedent has been set? You mentioned a few other cases there. Do we have a well-established case law in this regard?
We have some case law. It's not, thankfully this is not something that happens a lot, but around the world in similar legal systems and in New Zealand, there is a little bit of case law around courts, when the courts will step in and on what basis. So there's a little bit for that. There is something for the, certainly something for the courts to draw on this morning when they're making their decision.
And the fact that we don't process blood by vaccinated and unvaccinated people, I mean, that's going to be a big factor here too, isn't it? In that it's not really possible to do this.
Well, the parents have found some donors that they would like to use. So there is a process for what's called directed donation of blood, and people will be familiar with that in the context of directed donation of things like kidneys. So you can, in fact, there is a mechanism to do directed donation, and there just must be, I don't know the details of the particular reason why directed donation isn't going to work in this case, and it could be to do with time, honestly, but there is a little bit of a possibility for that kind of thing, but as a general matter, it's not a great idea for a system, a blood system, to be run on directed donation where people pick and choose what kinds of donors they're going to receive from and who their blood goes to, because that really undermines the way that system works.
Some listeners texting in this morning asking why the parents can't donate the blood themselves. I guess that may be outside your sphere of expertise, but
there is that's this directed donation of option or question, and I don't know the details in this case, and I don't think that's going to be one of the issues I would think before the court is why the directed donation option isn't going to work. But that would be, I think, a live question in this case.
Thanks very much for your expertise this morning. It's a fascinating discussion, isn't it? Josephine Johnston there, who is a University of Otago bioethics lecturer and researcher.